This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Emma Erler with Kirkwood Gardens at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. Emma is lead horticulturalist at Kirkwood Gardens. And every week, we'll look at a different gardening subject. If you have a couple of acres, a perennial bed, or just a sunny spot for a container garden. Okay, so say your favorite tree or shrub, a branch just broke off. Can you save it?
Sometimes you can, but usually it's not worth the effort. Trees and shrubs don't heal the way that people do. That damaged tissue is never going to knit back together. Instead, that plant is going to try to seal off that living tissue, healthy tissue, from the damaged tissue. So what that means is that where that split happened, where that break happened on the branch, is never going to attach again to that main trunk or to another branch. Often, when your favorite shrub, like your lilac or your quince or what have you, loses a branch, there's an underlying issue.
What about a broken piece of a perennial, like your dog's tail, for instance, knocks off a coneflower?
You can sometimes save pieces of perennials or vegetables that have broken. Really depends on that plant's ability to create new roots from its stem or from its leaves. Something like a sedum lends itself really nicely to growing from just a plant segment. It will grow roots quite readily. If it's an herb, maybe. You might have luck with something like basil, where it will grow roots if you're putting it in a glass of water.
So just work with it.
It just happens. It's kind of part of gardening. For me, the fun comes into then training and pruning what remains of that shrub, creating a new form or new shape of that plant and seeing what it can become. This is Emma Erler. See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.